This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Jason in the House.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I'm Jason Chaffetz. Thanks for giving us some of your time. You're going to really like us. This is going to be a special one because if you have followed at all in Congress, a guy named Tim Burchett. He's the congressman out of Tennessee. There's probably, in Congress right now, at least in the House of Representatives, there is nobody more candid. You stick a microphone in front of him, there is nobody more candid about the realities of what's happening and, more importantly, what's not happening in Congress than this gentleman. And we're going to get him on the horn. We're going to talk to him. We're going to ask him a little bit about the realities of Congress and what's going on a little bit. Want to learn more about his background because guys like these, they fascinate me, right? They rise to the top and people love it and they vote for him and they put him into office. And yet they aren't necessarily, you know, right out of central casting or exactly what you think is going to happen. But then they do happen. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Tim Burchett, and I think you're going to, I hope you really like it. So, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in the news, and one of them I mentioned last week. You know, we record this a couple days before it actually comes out, so things will inevitably change. Hopefully not for the worse, but, as I highlighted before, India and Pakistan really does scare me. Now, again, both have nuclear weapons. A lot of these regional conflicts, you think, that's a world away. I can't even point to it on a map. If you told me what Kashmir is, I'd say, oh, yeah, isn't that the material we put on a really nice sweater? No, this is there is a place that is connected with Pakistan and India. And if you look it up on a map, it's a little tiny place. Now, when I was in as a member of Congress, I was elected in 2008 and I served through till 2017, mid-2017. And I tried to go there because I wanted to better understand the conflict. We were spending a lot of money. Our military was, USAID. We were trying to understand this. And one thing I will say that our government does really, really well that not everybody is cognizant of, not everybody sees, but one thing that our government does do, and be glad that we do it, is we pay very close attention to people with nuclear weapons and tracking those nuclear weapons. I would argue we probably, as a government, do a better job tracking nuclear weapons than many of the countries themselves do. And so that is a very tough and difficult job. In fact, when I went to Pakistan, they had me meet with, I believe his name was General Kalani. He was in charge of the nuclear weapons for the Pakistani government. So he was a Pakistani general, and we went into this room. We spent an hour with him, a couple other members of Congress. He smoked cigars and cigarettes the whole time we were in this small room. And we had this nice conversation with him, and we had this really good working relationship. You could tell there were some members of our government and of our military who were very close to this general, and that is a good thing. And so you want level heads to prevail because we cannot, do not want a nuclear bomb going off. But I'm just telling you the fact that they'll argue about who started it first, but there's a volley going on right now where somebody will shoot and, kill dozens of people, if not more than that. Then somebody will fire back, and you just hope that cool heads prevail. But if you're paying attention to the world, this is something that should be on your radar that we got to be very careful of. We also have discussions now starting with China. That is really important. I think the markets, it'll be interesting to see how they react. But I want to remind people, and the reason I bring this up, we can't just be beholden to the daily gyrations of the markets. They're up, they're down, they're up, they're down. And there's a longer term play here that I give Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, a whole lot of credit for. I think he's playing long ball here. It would have been easier to just kind of bypass some of this stuff. But you can tell from his heart, he really does believe that we have to get in a better trading position for the United States of America. And while there may be some short-term pain and some gyrations in the market, I think he understands that long-term, this is what we structurally have to do to put the United States on better footing. And I remind people, build it, trade it in the United States. Guess what? There are no tariffs. So that's going to portend well for us, I think, down the road, and an understanding that we're going to be, the president has already lined up trillions of dollars of commitments to better employ people, build manufacturing. I had a chance earlier this week to interview the governor of Mississippi, and they have this Mississippi power play, and very articulately said, look, those that can fuel our future are going to win the long-term game. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see Donald Trump coming up with trade deals and announcements around the globe that will really drive down the price of oil and gas and those things that we need to fuel our future. And we're going to be, as the United States of America, more in control, not only from our homegrown products, but I think you'll see a deal struck with a variety of different governments, some of which have not been necessarily very friendly with the United States of America. But Donald Trump understands the power of these types of relationships and the power that energy brings, trade brings, and it often brings peace. And that will put the United States of America and in even more dominant position. So I'm proud of the direction he's headed. I really do believe in it. We're moving in the right direction that way. All right. So now it's time to bring on the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right. This one comes from the New York Post. New York Post does a really good job of bringing this stuff up. Here's the headline. South Carolina man hid in ex-girlfriend's. Now, this is the key. Ex-girlfriend, okay? Hid in ex-girlfriend's shower and put knife to her head in alarming prank to lighten the mood. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? This guy wanted to lighten the mood by putting a knife to her head in the shower of his ex-girlfriend? I'm not really buying this story. And oh my gosh, I bet she can't believe that this was actually supposedly her boyfriend at one time. Yowza, if that's true, just an allegation, I'm just saying. The Associated Press printed this out. Don't know if it's true, but this is just another allegation. Kentucky man who won Powerball jackpot lands in Florida jail days later. Now, this person won $167 million. And supposedly, James Farthing, who goes by Shannon, found out Sunday that he won the state's biggest ever jackpot after his mother called him, according to media release by the Kentucky Lottery. But he was in Florida jail by midweek, according to media reports. He's been charged with battery of a police officer and resisting arrest after he was attempting to break up a fight between Farthing and another person in a hotel when he kicked an officer in the face. Oh, my goodness, you're off on the wrong direction. You win $167 million. Relax. Life's going to be good. That's pretty stupid to get yourself thrown into jail. That's the allegation. Maybe it's not true. Just saying, that's how it was reported. All right, that's the stupid.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 Gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-222-3967. And you are guaranteed a $10 Gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These Gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3967. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3967 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-3967.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. And start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stay, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand it. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman has been arrested in the 14-year-old cold case of an infant found dead in Minnesota floating down the Mississippi River. Jennifer Nicole Beckley was charged with two counts of second-degree manslaughter in the death of a newborn girl investigators dubbed Baby Angel. The baby was found floating inside a bag on the Mississippi River on September 5th, 2011. Also inside the bag, a pendant, incense, and several angel figurines. An autopsy showed she was born a day or two before she died and had a 4-inch section of her umbilical cord still attached. She also had several fractures on the front and side of her skull and bleeding on the brain. More than a decade after the baby was found, investigators used genetic genealogy and identified Beckley as a possible lead. She refused to turn over a DNA sample, so investigators used a, quote, discarded female hygiene product to test her DNA, confirming Baby Angel could be her daughter. If convicted, she could face 4 years in prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Rob Lowe, host and producer of Fox's The Floor, which wraps season 3 with an exciting finale.
Everybody's played, and we've gotten to know the fact that our Jeopardy champion is not someone you want to face in the finale with money on the line. I don't want to face Michael Jordan on a basketball court, and I don't want to face a Jeopardy champion on a game show finale.
Lowe enjoys watching how players have stepped up their game each season.
It's like, I remember it's a different type of game show watching America. American Ninja Warrior, which I loved. And the first season, nobody could complete the course. Nobody. And by season two, people were routinely completing the course. And I've noticed our version of it on the floor in that they figured out ways to game the system.
It's fun to see how they put a twist on the trivia questions, and he shared how his own trivia skills are depending on the category.
Useless trivia is my dojo. 80s movies, you know, yacht rock, anything in the math science world, not good.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
We got somebody who really does know how to call balls and strikes. You're going to get tired of me saying that. But when I mean calls, balls, and strikes, they actually just give you the naked truth of what's going on. And that's why I'm thrilled to bring in Tim Burchett. He is the congressman from Tennessee. He's been there just a couple of terms now. But if you're paying attention, watching the news, every once in a while, see him pop up with some amazing quote. And you're like, yeah, I think that's right. Because he just tells it like it is. So let's bring in Congressman Tim Burchett from the great state of Tennessee. Congressman, thrilled to have you on. Really, really excited about it. Thanks for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast.
I'm completely honored, guys. Thank y'all.
So you've been in Congress a few years now. We want to learn a little bit more about you. I want to get your perspective on what's going on, what's not going on. But, you know, now that you got a couple years under your belt here, what's different about Congress than maybe how you anticipated?
I guess my biggest surprise is that I wasn't surprised. You know, it's it's broken. And folks are crooked as a dog's leg. And I guess it just reiterated that fact with me that that is exactly the way Congress is. We have we refuse to fix it because we don't have any guts, honestly, brother. We are people are broken and this system is broken. We, you know, you and the structure of it is and it's the allowance of the day-to-day corruption that really brings the whole system down. I think if I write a book, it's going to be called Compromise. You know, to be a chairman in a committee, you have to raise so much money, or to go up in stature, you have to raise so much money. I'll never be a chairman of a major committee because I don't raise enough money. I don't kiss enough butt. And that's just the bottom line. They send you a bill and tell you how much to raise. And both parties do it. It's completely legal. I don't think it's ethical, but it's completely legal. And, you know, and then you wonder, why can't we get anything done? Well, I mean, if you're a chairman and you want to stay a chairman, you got to raise the big money. And to raise the big money, you got to have the big lobbyist support. And to have the big lobbyist support, you've got to, you know, it comes with a cost. So, you know, and I'm not knocking my chairman. I have some great chairmen. But the reality is that is what Washington is about. It's about raising money. It's about staying in power. And it's not about doing what's best for America. And we're losing that battle. We're $36 trillion in debt, and neither party really has a plan to fix it. People want to please the president, but they don't want to cut spending. And honestly, $36 trillion in debt, every 100 days, we're going to add another trillion to the debt. We're just going downhill incredibly fast. And until we've got the guts to fix that structure, you'll never see it happen. And yeah, it'll just keep going in that direction.
I want to tell you a little bit of a story, because I think you're right. When I ran for Congress back in 2008, I ran against and beat a 12-year incumbent Republican, which is not what you're supposed to do, right? Hey, you're not supposed to do that. So I do that. I win. It had nothing to do with the party. I can't think of anything that the party did to help me win. But as soon as I got here, they told me about my dues. And I said, Wait, my dues? Like, what? You mean to get to the Capitol Hill Club or something like that? What is that, $300 a month? What are we talking about? So they hand me that, and at least back then, it was $50,000. And I said, wait, $50,000 for the party to do what?
Keep recruiting moderate candidates that give us a three-person majority. You know, that's another thing. I'm always amazed when everybody talks about our great majority. And I said this day one, I said right after the inauguration, Trump's sworn in, we've already done the victory lap, let's get to work. And here we are 100 days in, and I just feel like we've missed a great opportunity. And I always tell this story, and I'm not sure where I heard it, but it's this old farmer's up on a tin roof, you know, and he's up there with his ladder, and he's got his bib overalls on, and he starts to fall off the roof, and he says, "Lord, help me, Lord, help me." And then a nail grabs his bib on his bib overalls. He says, "Never mind, Lord, I got it." You know, yeah. That's sort of what we're doing right now. We've been given a great opportunity with Donald Trump. I don't think he's the Messiah. I don't want him teaching my daughter's Sunday school class, but I sure love him in the White House. And I think we're on borrowed time right now, and we better start moving ahead with his agenda, and we better start implementing some of these DOGE cuts. And I just think we're missing too much opportunity, and blaming it on the committee structure or whatever, I think it's just a cop out. You've got too many members that have their wife and or girlfriend works for one of these agencies or one of the NGOs or one of the quasi corporations that are associated with them. And, you know, it's just like insider trading up here. It goes on. Everybody knows it. There's nobody in America that can do 300% year in and year out. And yet members of Congress just continue to do that. And, you know, that's why you'll never see a stock trading bill that'll pass probably.
Yeah. No, it's Peter Schweitzer, who I do a lot of work with, the Government Accountability Institute. I mean, he has pointed this out time and time and time again. And the stock trading platforms and groups that are formed to follow Nancy Pelosi and her stock trades and how she outperforms the market time and time again. It's just,
she's not even the worst. I mean, it's there's so many of them that do this stuff. It's just, there's a site on X called Unusual Whales. And it lists the top 100. My wife, when they put that new list out every year, my wife always checks to see if we're on it. She's like, "Dadgummit, honey, we need a new stockbroker." You know, my buddy, I call my buddy Tommy Seiler and joke about it. He's my broker, you know, and he manages my $11,000 portfolio mutual fund, because I don't do individual stock trades. I just think it's wrong.
It is wrong. For members of Congress, I didn't do that either. I like, no, sorry. I just, it's just, anyway. Let's go back, because I think, a lot of people love your fresh voice. You're obviously being real candid and just calling balls and strikes the way you see them. But let's go back to, I want you to start with, you know, I was born in, and I'm not talking about the year. I'm talking where and what was, walk me through your early life.
Knoxville, Tennessee. I had two wonderful, and I told this at both their funerals, my parents were not bumper sticker Christians. They were the real deal. Daddy fought in the Second World War in the Pacific in the Marine Corps. He had a very high IQ, unlike his youngest son, me, who does not have a very high IQ, obviously due to my chosen profession. But Daddy was, they told Daddy to go, they wanted to become an officer, and they sent Daddy to Georgia Tech. And he was afraid he was going to miss the Second World War. He loved the country, and he really, really hated the Japanese then, or their leaders anyway. And he wanted to get to the fight. And so he was afraid he's going to miss the war. And so he just didn't take his midterm exams and failed himself out. And 8 weeks later, he was on a little island called Peleliu with a Thompson submachine gun. It's supposed to be a mop-up, and that's why I don't like military intelligence. It's a lot like congressional ethics. I don't really think it exists right now. And he was 30 days later, he was still in combat, the worst combat of the entire Second World War. He's in what's called the 1st Marine Division. His colonel was a man named Chesty Puller. If you don't know anything about Marine Corps history, research that and the Battle of Peleliu. And then Daddy was on the invasion of Okinawa, and then he went to China and fought the communists over there for a short while after the war, had some combat there. Then he came home and worked at the University of Tennessee and fought the communists over there for about 40 years, I guess. And then my mama was a school teacher, but she's the youngest of seven, didn't have electricity until she's a senior in high school. And her oldest brother, Roy, was too old to go. All her other bro, she was youngest of seven, so there was boys and two other girls beside mama. So they all went to war. And Roy, they sent him home because he was too old. He was 31 or 32. And then they called him back up. They needed warm bodies. And he went through basic, I guess, at 32, became a sergeant at 33, and was killed in the hedgerows right after D-Day fighting the Nazis. And so my mama decided what she wanted to do. She flew an airplane. She was 17 years old and was called the Civilian Air Corps. I got a couple of cool pictures of her with her airplanes and stuff. And I'm friends with Kid Rock. And his real name is Bobby, and I was telling him at lunch about a month ago, I said, "I know your slogan is you're the American badass, but I was actually raised by the American badasses."
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jason in the House.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox Business.
This is Jason in the house.
Let's go back to being a little kid. Now, did you have brothers, sisters? Were you the only child?
No, I was the youngest of three. I had an older sister, and my sister was the oldest. She was the first, and then my brother, and then myself. And my brother and sister, oddly enough, are both good-looking, smart, and great athletes, and I was none of those, you know.
So when you're growing up, were you trying to play sports, or were you like...
Oh, yeah. I was captain of the 1982 Bearden High School football team. We went 5-5. You might have heard of me.
What position were you playing?
I was a wide receiver. I like to say I was slow, but I couldn't catch.
Yeah.
But I was, we were 5-5. I worked. I just, when I went out for in junior high school, they had junior high schools, and I was cut my ninth grade year, and that was the most devastating thing of my life. Oh, it was awful. I felt, because my brother was the star on the high school football team. He was a quarterback, good-looking guy, dating the homecoming queen.
Right.
And he was it. And my sister was she played college basketball back in the day. And it seems like I told my wife I'm going to write a country music song. It's going to be about all those people that, all the women that either shot me down, the bosses that fired me, or the people that told me I wasn't going to succeed. And it's not a revengeful thing. I'm just going to tell them thank you.
Because,
every time I get stomped, let's be honest, there ain't a lot of people like me in Congress. I don't come from money. I'm not particularly smart. I'm not particularly good looking. And I wasn't. I didn't have anything other than politics. That was my building block, and two great parents. And my brother and sister are overachievers, and they're both brilliant, like I said, and good looking, and they could have done anything they wanted to in life. But that's kind of what formulated me.
It's interesting. There's that funny story, and you probably heard it too, where the advice I got when I first got elected to Congress, there was a 22-year year veteran of the House named Jim Hansen. He was chair of the Ethics Committee. He was from Utah, and he had retired. But I got elected, and I went up and saw him, and I said, "Sir, I don't know what I don't know, so tell me what I need to know." And he said, "All right, a couple things." And he gave me some really good advice. And one of the things he said is, he said, about 6 months, the moment you walk into the Capitol, you're going to get that chill down your spine. You're going to think, how in the world, how did I get here? This is amazing. He said, if you ever lose that enthusiasm, that chill that runs down your spine, then, it's time to leave. But he said, it'll happen to you every day you walk on the floor. But at about 6 months, it's going to change. Because you're going to still think, wow, how did I get here? This is amazing. But then you're going to start looking around and you're going to think, how did they all get here? Seriously, did anybody ever meet this person that got elected, that somehow got, 100 plus thousand votes out of it? If you could change something in Congress and to make it more functional, more reflective, more responsive to America, what would it be that you would do?
One thing, single issue spending bill.
Amen. I love it.
In Tennessee, That's what we got, and we got a balanced budget. You have to, and I've heard the old timers say, Bertrand, we'd be here all night. Well, dadgummit, you pay us $170,000 a year. That's more money than people, most people in my district are going to see in 4 years. And I said, I'm not knocking them. They're hardworking people. They're good, honest, God-fearing folks. But, you know, it's, to me, it's, I get so sick and tired of hearing people saying how much this job is costing them. And, you know, well, don't do it then, dadgummit. Go back to your district and earn a freaking living like everybody else.
Exactly.
You're so valuable to the economic situation of this country. We could use you out making money, employing people. But, but they don't do it because of the corrupt nature of it. They don't want, they want to hide that spending bill in there. They don't want somebody to figure it out 4 years later until it's too late to unravel it. And that's the bills, you know, I always talk about that. People blast you on the Bertrand, why don't you impeach judges? Well, I'm one who brought it up in conference this week. I'm the one, you know, it, just because you bring it up or file a bill doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. And that's the other corrupt nature of is people are always mad at the legislators. They need to be mad at the staff. When the Republicans have committees they control and they have 50 staff members, don't you think a lobbyist could have one of those individuals? And some of them are just mostly kids in some of these committees. And, you know, lobbyists could have their ear, maybe take them on a little trip or buy them a steak dinner or buy them a drink at a bar or something or get them a hooker or whatever else they're into, because that's what turns the wheels, and America needs to wake up about what's going on in this town.
Yeah, you're so right about the single issue bills, you know, and I've argued that as well. And people say, oh, yeah, you couldn't possibly get through it. And I said, well, yeah, that's probably the point, isn't it? But I kind of like what Texas does. You know, Texas, they do a 2-year budget. I don't see any reason why you have to do, like, one Congress, one budget. That would make sense. And the clerk can sit there and go through so-called regular order with the 12 appropriation bills, read every line the way they're supposed to. Because the last time I looked, the one time we actually did balance the budget, Newt Gingrich was the speaker, Bill Clinton was the president, and guess what? They balanced the budget because they went through regular order, each appropriations bill. But this is the dirty secret, I think, is that they don't want you to vote on certain things. They always protect their members. That's how we stay in the majority. And it's just the biggest lie, and it's so wrong. And, yeah, you're going to have to take tough votes if you're in Congress. That's what you got elected to do.
The gutless nature of this game is just beyond belief. I can't stress that enough. And another thing is you talk to a chairman sometimes, and they'll say, some of these older chairmen especially that have been here way too long, oh, I can't do that. My staff wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Who the heck elected the dadgum staff, man?
I know. Exactly. Who do they work for? Yeah. How do you feel about term limits? I got to guess. But how do you feel about term limits?
I'm on every dadgum term limits bill, but they're never going to pass. Let me tell you what has to happen. And people always, oh, Bertie, you're selling out. They need to grandfather all of us in and then say the next person who fills that seat is term limited.
Yeah,
you're going to have some. But if we'd have done this 20 years ago, 99% of them would be gone. And these term limits groups, all they're doing is selling you a membership. Oh, send me $50. We're going to get to it. Guess what? I sponsor the legislation. And guess who they never visit? Me. They never talk to me about it. It's like the TV show Finding Bigfoot. Dadgum, if they found Bigfoot, there wouldn't be a show. If they fixed the problem, there wouldn't be. And, you know, the Democrats, oh, abortion, abortion, abortion. Why didn't they make it the law of the land when they were in charge? You know, they didn't. It's the same deal. Everybody wants to have, they want that money trough, And they're not trying to fix anything. They're just trying to make themselves self-important and to stay in power. That's the game. You know, I remember I had a chairman one time say, when we were in the minority, when we get to majority, we'll get to set the agenda, which I like, and then we'll get to decide who goes on the codales, the trips overseas. And we'll get to decide, you know, the lobbyist money and all that. And I thought to myself, what in the world, dude? How about we get to decide to save our country? How about that? And it's just, it just drives me crazy. And these, and you know, and the speaker now is a good man. He's got a three-person majority. I mean, brother, we are three people out, maybe. And we're a flu season away from losing the majority. Let's face it, people die every day up here, or seems like every week, really. And it's just a, with 435 of us, that's what happens. It's just going to happen. You got some that are very old, not in good shape, probably on a whiskey cigar diet, and you know, and that ages a man or a woman.
Yeah, I like to say we're three Big Macs away from you know, from changing the power there. You're absolutely right. Look, I think what people really appreciate about you is just being a fresh, candid voice. And that should be the norm, but it is a standout. And that's why we love hearing from you and getting your perspective, because it's a reality check. And it's sad because I think if we just do what the American people elected y'all to do, they would reward, and you, Republicans would continue to be in power. But if they don't actually do those things, then they're going to say, all right, we'll give the other team another chance.
I say this every time, though, and I don't know, it makes people mad. Every time I say something, get on one of these podcasts, you know, leadership, they send somebody to see me, and they sat with me on the House floor, and I'm sure they did to you too. And said, "Burchett, man, you got some people really upset with what you said." And I said, I said, "But it's the truth, right?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, it's the truth, but you just can't say it." Well, here's the truth: members go home, Democrats and Republicans. And they feed their constituents the red meat, the Republicans. Oh, Nancy Pelosi this, Nancy Pelosi's not in that gun power. And they say, we need to cut the budget, but then they never cut anything. We need to do this, we need to do that. And they don't do it. And then they come up, and then they come back to Washington and they sell you all down the river. We gotta start holding people accountable, brother. And that's the only way we're gonna straighten this country out.
Yeah.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A sweet dog named Roxy with a superhero marking on her fur makes today's Dean's List for giving a veteran from Ohio a new outlook on life. William Botker served in the Army National Guard, and despite living with PTSD, memory loss, and a loss of his right eye, he is grateful for Roxy's love and support she gives him every day. William was introduced to Roxy as a birthday gift when she was just 2 months old. He saw the little bat wing marking on her fur right away, and it reminded him of one of his favorite movies. He says it's fitting because Roxy knows right away when he needs something and is right by his side. Statistically, service dogs improve the lives of our veterans who live with PTSD, helping them find renewed enjoyment in life and even helping them to live healthier lives. William says he has taught Roxy many new tricks, and he knows she is always there. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Next Level Chef Judge Naisha Arrington, who shared how impressed she is with the talent this season.
We're in season 4, and now a lot of these chefs and homemakers and social media stars have had the opportunity to even watch the show, right? So they individually have their own little strengths that they play to.
She says it's exciting to see how competitive the chefs get.
Especially at the grab, when everyone's grabbing ingredients, you can see this like new, you know, found fierceness in them.
Arrington adds it's rewarding to get to guide her team.
I always ask my team individually, what is your best learning style? And as much as I can in the heat of battle, I try to tailor, you know, my message to them in the way that they'll receive it.
In addition to the show, Naisha is making her own next level dishes and shared a recent one from an event at Pebble Beach she co-hosted.
You know, it really summed up all of my heritage, you know, my African-American side, my Korean side, my formal French fine dining training was all on one plate.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
In order to get to know you a little bit better, we have some questions for you, some rapid questions.
Okay.
I hope you're ready.
I am.
All right. What was the first concert you attended?
Wow. I think I went to a B.J. Thomas concert one time at a Christian group. He was a Christian for a while. And then,
raindrops keep falling on my head. Yep, yeah, that was him.
That's one of my favorite songs. That's written, I think it's written by Burt Bacharach. But no, I think I went to a Charlie Daniels concert, paid $7 when the devil went down to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Seeing me and my buddy Matt Miller. Matt lives in Chattanooga now, and every time an old Charlie Daniels song comes on, he'll text me or something. That was a lot. Festival seating, they. The Who concert ruined that in 1978 when people got trampled at the door.
That's bad. What was your high school mascot?
A bulldog.
No, see, that's legit. Some of them are pretty entertaining, but that's pretty.
Yep.
What was your first job?
I mowed yards and everything. I guess my first paycheck job, I worked at the Ramada Inn, and a lady I knew managed the kitchen, and somebody quit, and they were in a bind, and they called me, and I came out and worked for about 4 days, and they found out I was underage, and then they fired me. I was like 15 or something. Back then you couldn't do that, but I ended up mowing yards and I'd sell cars. I remember one time I sold a 68 Pontiac convertible with the 400 engine, and I sold it for about $3,500, which now you couldn't buy a rusted hook for that. But a guy came in from California and bought it. I paid $1,500 for it. My mama would always go halfers with me. She was a school teacher. And I remember counting that money out on that old indoor-outdoor rug downstairs and giving her half, which was a little over $1,500. She was a school teacher, so I mean, I just hate stories. I'm sorry.
No, it's awesome. A few more questions. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No.
Oh, good answer. Judges like that answer. See, just further evidence. You got your head screwed on straight. That's great. What's the best advice you ever got?
I guess with my dad telling me that before he died. You know, I mean, they just, their advice, they lived it. They took care of folks, and they were always kind to people. Custodians. You know, there's over 500 people at their funerals, and they lived in their 80s. They outlived all their friends, pretty much. Do you want that bunch for you? It was great advice my dad gave me.
Well, you have an admiration, you can just tell in just chatting with you, for your parents, and a reverence that's very healthy. And that's good. You know, we need more of that in this country. We got a lot of people who don't grow up in such a household. And
well, they need a parent. Some of these kids don't have, used to say they didn't have a dad. Now they don't have a mom or a dad. They've got an aunt or a grandparent or somebody else raising them, and that's need to be reinforcing those role models a little more, I think.
Well, we also need people serving that are there for all the right reasons and, you know, calling balls and strikes, as I like to say, the way they see them. And you certainly do that, Congressman. And we appreciate you taking some time. Give us a little insight on your background and where you're going. And we'll see how this one big, beautiful bill plays itself out. But I hope it does cut spending.
I do, too. Please don't call me Congressman. I always tell the custodians up here, and they all call me Tim now because they've heard me say, Congressman, some 85-year-old guy that ain't heard the gun go off. And I'm Tim.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I'm honored, and it's a real pleasure, and it's a good to talk to you.
I hope to see you
all
soon.
Your career and everything. So thank you, brother.
Thank you. Well, thanks to the congressman. I really do appreciate it. He is a fresh voice, a unique voice there on Capitol Hill, and exciting what he's doing. You know, he gets passionate about what he believes in. I love his impromptu style when he's just walking between the Capitol and his office, and somebody throws a mic in his face. He just answers the question, and not everybody always likes it, as we discuss. But I really do appreciate him joining us. Hoping you can rate the podcast. Please rate the podcast. That would be good. Give it a little thumbs up. That would be appreciative. We also, you can subscribe to the podcast. It comes out once a week. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. So thanks again for listening. Head on over to Fox News Podcast Network at the foxnewspodcast.com, foxnewspodcasts.com. Or wherever you listen to podcasts. A lot of good ones out there. I'm Jason Chaffetz. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Jason in the House.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump was impressed by the wealth on display during his visit to three Arab states this past week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Throughout his four-day tour, the president repeatedly commented on the lavish surroundings of the oil-rich autocrats. He admired the marble in the Qatari palace, praised the gleaming skyline in Saudi Arabia, and boasted about the red carpet welcome he received. The president also grumbled about the much less impressive Air Force One compared with the aircraft belonging to his Arab hosts. The trip focused mainly on business deals boosting U.S. investment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, public policy expert Matthew Continenti says President Trump unveiled a creative approach to foreign policy during that trip to the Middle East.
He's using American economic might to build an anti-China coalition, not in the military ways that we normally think about containment, but in the economic and technological ways. And this has great promise. If it's successful.
Continenti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. An important phone call tomorrow between Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, President Trump, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. They are going to try and find some way to a ceasefire in the war in Ukraine. The first direct talks between Moscow and Kiev in years ended Friday without any kind of an agreement. Today, Zelensky met with top U.S. and European officials in Rome as part of intensified diplomacy ahead of that phone call. Polls are voting today in a presidential election held at a time of heightened security concerns stemming from the ongoing war in Ukraine. The two frontrunners in a field of 13 candidates are Warsaw Mayor Rafael Trzaskowski and Karol Nawrocki, a conservative historian. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Charter Communications is merging with Cox Communications in an approximately $34.5 billion deal that brings together two of the biggest cable companies in the country. Charter says it would acquire Cox, commercial fiber, and managed IT and cloud businesses. Cox will contribute Cox Communications' residential cable business to Charter Holdings, an existing subsidiary partner of Charter. The transaction includes $12.6 billion of debt and a number of other obligations. Pope Leo, history's first American pope, has vowed to work for unity so the Catholic Church becomes a sign of peace in the world. The 69-year-old Augustinian missionary offered a message of communion during inaugural Mass this morning in St. Peter's Square before nearly a quarter of a million people, including presidents, patriarchs, and princes. Leo said he wanted to be a servant to the faithful through all dimensions of the papacy. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new category of college athletes is jumping up and down for joy. Correspondent Bob Agnew explains.
The sports of acrobatics and tumbling, as well as stunt, are now on track to achieve NCAA championship status for women by spring 2027. Acrobatics and tumbling became an emerging sport in 2020, and stunt received that designation in 2023. Each sport is sponsored by more than 40 schools across the three divisions, the minimum threshold for achieving championship status. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 18th, and it's a birthday for a number of famous people, including Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, 79 years old today. Musician Rick Wakeman of Yes is 76. Country music legend George Strait has 73 candles on his birthday cake today. Actor Chow Yun-fat is 70, and comic actress Tina Fey turns 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News Chief Political Anchor Brett Baer.
With this historic state visit, we celebrate more than 80 years of close partnership between the United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Ever since President Franklin Roosevelt met with King Salman's father, King Abdul Aziz, aboard the USS Quincy in 1945, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has been a bedrock of security and prosperity. Today we reaffirm this important bond, and we take the next steps to make our relationship closer, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. It is more powerful than ever before.
Joining us now, the Minister of Economy and Planning, Minister Faisal Al-Ibrahim. Mr. Minister, thanks for being here. You know, this trip is about getting Saudi on the right track. You are doing these big deals with the U.S. The president characterizes it as $1 trillion worth of investment. How do you all see it here?
So, as you know, Brett, and it's a great pleasure, of course, to be here with you again. As you know, the kingdom's embarked upon a journey to unlock its potential with Vision 2030. So many elements help the kingdom become prominent in terms of economic power. Mainly that has been coming from oil. But today it is a story about the power of diversification. New sectors that are related to tourism, culture, entertainment, and sports has resulted in a lot of growth and economic drivers and growth engines that didn't exist before. Everything from AI to technology to investments, accessing the great capital markets of the U.S. and the great opportunities in the U.S. to much more. We would love to be competitive in a large and vibrant market, a consumer market such as that in the U.S.
For people who haven't been here, this place has evolved dramatically. I mean, just in the 3 years since I've been here the last time, the percentage of GDP, non-oil percentage, has surpassed 50%.
Absolutely.
That's significant.
For the first time.
For an oil country, that's a big deal.
Yes. And, of course, we're not over-celebrating that, but we're acknowledging this as a milestone. What we want to see is more non-oil exports growing, more non-oil exports as a percentage of our manufacturing GDP. We want to see user experience in the services side, especially on the tourism side, second to none. We still have a lot of work to do.
So when I talked to you back on my last trip, here's what you said.
Vision 2030 is about unlocking potential. It's
designed to address our long-term economic challenges and risks through three things: diversifying the economy, empowering the youth of the kingdom, and building institutions that can help carry this beyond 2030. This is only an asset that we need to leverage, and it's about connecting energy, connecting data, connecting goods and services, connecting people, all for the betterment of the world as at large.
To that goal, how important was this trip?
We saw from both speeches, from His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and from President Donald Trump, that there's a lot of common values or a lot of common approaches to addressing global challenges. We heard both leaders talk about peace and prosperity. We heard both leaders talk about dialogue, and we've seen what dialogue has led to in terms of the U.S. and U.K. deal, U.S. and China deal, and what the Saudi has led also through dialogue in the region to bring more stability. We're talking about prosperity, about investment, about the growth of the private sector, growth of competition and innovation.
There was some news out of that speech from President Trump, a number of pieces, but one of the big ones was that the Syrian president will be here tomorrow because the President Trump announced that sanctions against Syria were going to be pulled. It seems like there is, and I saw the Crown Prince applauding loudly, so he's definitely for that. It seems like there is going to be an effort to bring Syria into the fold. Is that what you see?
What we see is the need in a country such as Syria for institutional capabilities to do the right thing. Institutional capabilities can be created through, you know, they have a challenge with the institutions there. The kingdom has stepped in and other countries in the region to support Syria financially to go into some of the multilateral platforms. But something as strong and meaningful and material as lifting sanctions could help a country such as Syria to invest more capital in building the institutions they need to be a more stable country, but also bring more stability to the region and be a force for good.
You've been around these two leaders. They seem to have a great relationship.
From what I see is that there is a very strong partnership, and I feel that the friendship is strong and it's built on mutual respect.
They come from different generations. He's 39, he's 78, but they seem to get along. The Crown Prince, from my interaction with him last time, is nonstop. It's like a beehive of action for you ministers especially.
I see common values between both leaders, regardless of age and background, and I think that's one of the things that really brings this mutual respect into the public eye.
If you were to look into the crystal ball and see where Saudi Arabia is, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, what does it look like? Right now, there's a lot of cranes on the horizon, as we notice.
So we want more sources of growth, and we want more channels for that flow to come into the economy. We want a private sector that's dynamic. You know, we're a young population, but in about 20, 25, 30 years, we'll start the aging process. What we should look like at that stage is a government and a private sector and a third sector and academia that is leveraging fully generative AI and other technological tools towards productivity, but also that has created jobs for a lot of Saudis and has been able to, in the process, attract a lot of talent to come to Saudi to make Saudi Arabia their home.
Last thing, I've done a lot of stories about the evolution. What do you tell somebody who may still be skeptical about the kingdom?
Saudi Arabia is a long-term, reliable partner. If you ask anyone who has dealt with the kingdom, government, people, anyone who's visited here, you've visited here a few times already, you can feel that. You can see that this is a society that is strong, led by His Majesty King Salman, His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mohammed Salman. Saudi Arabia has always been and always will be a force for good, for innovation.
And it's growing fast.
Absolutely.
Mr. Minister, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate it.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Great.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-222-3967. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3967. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3967 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-3967.
This is Health Call for Health. Teens who get more sleep could have sharper mental skills than their peers. A study of more than 3,000 adolescents published in Cell Reports shows teens who went to bed earlier, slept longer, and had lower sleeping heart rates outperformed their peers in reading, vocabulary, problem solving, and cognitive tests. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine says teens from ages 13 to 18 should have at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. Sleep experts recommend teens who have difficulty getting proper sleep should regularly exercise and avoid cell phones or computers late in the evening. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also says kids and adolescents who don't get enough shut-eye are at risk for health problems like obesity, type 2 diabetes, poor mental health, and injuries. And like the study mentions, poor academic performance. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Florida businessman charged with kidnapping and killing his estranged wife in Spain has been found dead in his jail cell by apparent suicide. 37-year-old David Knezovich was awaiting trial on federal charges in the murder of his Colombian-American wife, Anna Hanal Knezovich. His defense attorney said the legal team was devastated by the news, calling for an investigation. Anna went missing just weeks after she moved to Spain in February of 2024. Security footage caught a man wearing a motorcycle helmet enter her apartment, turn off surveillance cameras before her disappearance. Police believe the man was her estranged husband. Knezovich was also seen on another security camera inside a Madrid hardware store the day Anna disappeared. Prosecutors say he contacted a Colombian woman through a dating app, asking her to translate two messages into, quote, perfect Colombian Spanish. Identical messages were later found on Anna's cell phone to her friends. Anna's body was never found. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Thank you.
Bear Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Bear.
Yesterday, we signed an agreement for Qatar to purchase $42 billion worth of the finest American military hardware, including THAAD missile batteries, Pegasus refueling aircraft, Desert Vipers, light armored vehicles, amphibious combat vehicles, the MQ-9B, and the Sky Guardian drones. That's all the best stuff. If it isn't, please stand up and tell me and we'll get something else. But I believe it's the best. Qatar will also be investing $10 billion to support this massive base in the coming years, and there's no place like it, they say. And the leader, Amir, he's been a special friend of mine for a long time, long before I did the political thing.
We are pleased to be joined by Qatar's Prime Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for the time and the generosity.
Thank you very much for having me, Brett.
You know, the President talking to the Emir there, and then the Emir said that the agreements you all signed have elevated the U.S.-Qatar relationship to, quote, another level.
It's a historical visit in itself. It's the first American president coming for a state visit to Qatar in the history. So, of course, the relationship has been ongoing for decades now. And it's on multi-levels, whether it's on the security, defense, economy, investments, energy, and education, and many other areas. The investments in the new technology, in data centers, in artificial intelligence, and in different infrastructure projects, plus what we are doing currently with upgrading our defense equipment as well.
Part of it is a purchase of Boeing aircraft. Yeah. By Qatar, as well as weapons, as you mentioned. But I was told that you wanted to address the gift that Qatar is giving to the U.S. government, to the Defense Department, of this jet.
Well, I see that this story is making a big story in the news. Look, we've been always there for the U.S. We've been a reliable ally for the U.S., and it's something between the Ministry of Defense in Qatar and the Department of Defense, and it's in the discussion between them and under legal review. Unfortunately, I see that this story is taking a different direction and is being more politicized, while it's a normal government-to-government deal.
Yeah, as you know, the President's own party, there are some members who think it's unseemly or it doesn't look right. You know, the President has said numerous times it's going to the Defense Department, it will be retrofitted for Air Force One, while these other Boeing jets are delayed for Air Force One. And he said only a fool would not accept this gift on behalf of our country.
Brett, first of all, we bought this airplane from an American company. It's basically part of a cooperation that we've been doing a lot together in between Qatar and the United States. So I don't see a point out of this.
Did you all talk about it today?
No, actually, we didn't bring it up at all.
You know, the critics, obviously, say that Qatar spends a lot of money on a lot of things to try to have an influence in the U.S. The Free Press wrote that Qatar has spent almost $100 billion to establish its legitimacy in Congress. American colleges and universities, U.S. newsrooms, think tanks, and corporations, and billions into purchases of American-made weapons and business investments ranging from U.S. real estate to energy plants. You're very active inside the U.S., and some people look at that as saying trying to buy influence or make up for something you're doing in the region. How do you address that?
Well, Brett, look, it's really unfair accusations for Qatar trying to buy influence. Throughout, you know, the last 25 years or 30 years, you will find Qatar always by the side of the U.S. in many areas and many things. For example, we have six American universities operating here in Qatar to provide an American quality education for the people here in the region, and we are offering them the opportunity to have access to this American education, and we are proud of this partnership and this relationship. I don't see any basis for this accusation unless there are some people who are just, you know, trying to select who should be a friend of the U.S. and who should not.
When you were in the U.S., we talked in end of January of 2024. You said every day it's getting more concerning and very dangerous. I mean, it was a warning at that time. How do you look at the region right now, today?
It's still in a very delicate situation. We are in a very critical moment. We have seen some changes in the region. Of course, there are some positive changes that happened. The war has ended in Lebanon. We have seen the transition happening in Syria. But despite all that, we see that there is a humanitarian catastrophe still ongoing in Gaza, and it's becoming just worse and worse. And of course, even when you are looking at it from an Israeli perspective, the hostages are not freed yet. So this will definitely trigger a sort of reaction that might put the whole region at risk.
You were very optimistic about how close a deal between Israel and Hamas on the hostages and possibly ending the war in Gaza was going to be January 2024.
Yes.
And now it's not. You know, Hamas released the last living U.S. hostage from Gaza, still holds the bodies of four slain American Israelis taken during the assault on October 7th, and there are others. Where do you think that stands? And I heard what you said about the humanitarian effort, but do you put any the onus on Hamas for still holding those hostages and also, you know, keeping people in harm's way?
It's good that you have mentioned the case of Idan Alexander, whom we are happily seeing him free finally. This took us like a long, you know, a lot of time and a lot of efforts and a lot of pressure without any exchange, which is basically something has never happened. Now, we wanted this to be also as a first step toward having a complete hostage deal. Unfortunately, the next day being followed by a massacre on a hospital in Gaza. And
Israelis said they were going after senior Hamas
leaders. Yeah, but going after senior Hamas leader doesn't mean killing 70 people just as a collateral damage, which has just been the justification for the last year and a half. We cannot reach a deal when we have two different, a fundamental difference between the two parties. One party wants just to retrieve the hostage and continue the war, and the other party wants to end the war and doesn't think about the hostages.
I'll just say the Israelis obviously say that Hamas uses human shields around their senior leadership, and that's why all these people are killed. But to your point, you have been negotiating on a number of different fronts for a lot of months.
Yeah.
On Iran, the president said yesterday this:
I want to make a deal with Iran. If I can make a deal with Iran, I'll be very happy if we're going to make your region and the world a safer place. But if Iran's leadership rejects this olive branch and continues to attack their neighbors, then we will have no choice but to inflict massive maximum pressure. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon.
How do you read that statement? And do you think Iran is going to be at the table and will make a dismantling nuclear program deal?
All of us, we agree that we want a nuclear-free region, and we cannot afford a nuclear race in that region. But we need this to be resolved diplomatically. Iran has its right to have a civilian nuclear power, while not also representing any challenge or any threat for anyone in the region.
You're always in the middle of the negotiation. You seem to relish that position. And sometimes, you know, people from the outside look at the other side, Hamas or Hezbollah or Muslim Brotherhood, and don't look very favorably to that from the outside. But you seem to be trying to find solutions. You've always said that whenever we've talked.
Thank you. Well, Brett, look, it's a complex region that has ancient wars, proxies, a lot of complications that we have nothing to do with, but we inherited that for our region to stabilize. It needs not only Qatar, it needs a lot of countries to step up and to be open to communicate with everyone. Doesn't mean that there is an endorsement of one side over the other. It's the contrary. It's Qatar has been trying our best to be a fair mediator, and I believe that all of us in the GCC, we would like to see other countries also being stabilized, because they will be a stabilizing factor for us.
Mr. Prime Minister, we really appreciate the time. Shukran.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you, Brett. Thank you.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio is almost incredible limitation on a person's music, and I really find it very degrading personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of
HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Giving a loan to a family member or friend can be a tricky situation and could raise just as many problems than trying to solve. Oftentimes, loans between family members, perhaps from an older person to their children or grandchildren, may be best with the help of financial advisors. Financial experts also say think through all the various scenarios that could arise after the loan is agreed to, like potentially causing damage to your relationship. Before you loan money, determine if it would put a strain on your finances. But if you have a sizable emergency fund, little or no debt, and a steady paycheck, making a loan might not be as difficult depending on the size. It's also important to think about how likely you are to get the money back. If the person is responsible about paying their bills and experiencing a one-time financial crisis, being paid back might not be an issue. However, if it's someone with a history of being financially irresponsible, that could be a bigger risk. So, loaner, beware. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
I just want to thank you for the friendship, for the longtime friendship, and again, long before any of this stuff. We just liked each other. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. It's good to see all the relationships forming in the Middle East. Because the Middle East is really being talked about all over the world, and we're having a lot to do with it. We're helping a lot, but they're doing a tremendous job. So I just want to thank everybody very much for being here. I want to thank the media. The media has been very fair, actually, and it's a great honor to be with you. This is you take a look at this room. This room is the real deal. That's called white marble. It's very hard to buy. Believe me, I know very well, because you try to buy it, you can't buy it.
President Trump here in Doha talking to the emir after a big speech. Didn't get a lot of coverage yesterday in Saudi Arabia, but in the region, it was picked up all over the place, as we talked about last night. This U.S.-Qatar agreement is $1.2 trillion of economic exchange, $96 billion deal between Boeing and Qatar Airways. Which should show Boeing aircraft in any pictures about that, but $8.5 billion to advance critical energy infrastructure, investment into U.S. Qatar security. You're talking about potentially, as we head to Abu Dhabi tomorrow, north of $3.5 trillion if all comes together as the president plans, with more to come. With that, let's bring in our panel, Fox News Chief Political Analyst Britt Hume, Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief at USA Today, and Fox News contributor Hugh Hewitt. Britt, your thoughts about the president's messaging and what he's delivering and getting delivered on in this trip?
Well, these deals that he has outlined in the Middle East, and I guess there are more to come even after today, is will obviously be welcome news for the U.S. economy. And I suspect for the economies of those countries in the Gulf area, the bigger question, it seems to me, is whether this furthers the U.S. security interests in that region, and whether it betokens, from what we've seen, any kind of a break with Israel as it continues to struggle in Gaza, with Gaza and with Hamas. The president is not visiting Israel, as has been widely noted, and that has been taken to mean something. How much we'll find out, I guess. And as for the foreign policy speech that you so wisely noted, got little coverage in the United States, although I'm glad you talked about it last night, that's a big deal. It does represent a break, or at least it's intended to represent a break, with the freedom agenda that was forwarded by President George W. Bush and has been, to some extent, a force in U.S., at least Republican, foreign policy ever since. So, and there's clearly a break there.
Yeah, Hugh, another big deal also happened this morning in Saudi Arabia before they came here to Qatar, and that is this meeting with the Syrian president. Caroline Levitt put out a post about it and a picture summarizing that meeting, saying that President Trump wants the president, President al-Shar, to sign on to the Abraham Accords with Israel, tell all foreign terrorists to leave Syria, deport Palestinian terrorists, help the United States prevent a resurgence of ISIS, and assume responsibility for ISIS detention centers in northeast Syria. He said that the Syrian president is on board, wants to get into the fold, and it's being applauded by other leaders in this region.
Well, Brett, I'm a little skeptical of that. In fact, I'm a lot skeptical of that. The ruler of Damascus, we won't say Syria because the Kurds control the western part of the country, and Israel has established a security zone for the Druze just adjacent to the Golan Heights. So he's got his own part. He's really a proxy for Turkey. I suppose we can put the sanctions back on if he doesn't deliver, but I'd rather he had delivered before the sanctions came off. I will say, though, on whole, that's the only thing I've seen go wrong on this trip, or at least give me any kind of heartburn on this trip. Last night at the Gulf Cooperation Council, the president, and they were all there around the table, said Iran can't have a nuke, and they've got to stop supporting terrorism. Palestinians have to stop raping, murdering, and killing people if they want peace. And he said the hostages must be released before we get to peace, meaning that implies a three-step process, hostages first. That wasn't covered much either, like the speech, but that was a very important moment last night. And I think the high point of the trip for me was the tough talk directly to our Sunni allies.
Yeah, we'll see how the Syrian situation works. There is optimism, as I noted, with leaders here in this region. And the president was encouraged by Mohammed bin Salman, the leader of Saudi Arabia, to go down that road. Susan, what has gotten a lot of coverage, obviously, is this gift or gift to be about a jet from the Qataris to the United States government, the Defense Department. Democrats are being very aggressive about it. I asked the Prime Minister about it and the reaction to it. Take a listen.
News of the Qatari government gifting Donald Trump a $400 million private jet to use as Air Force One is so corrupt that even Putin would give a double take.
Is an indication to me of complete recklessness on the part of the president.
We bought this airplane from an American company. It's basically part of a cooperation that we've been doing a lot together in between Qatar and the United States. So I don't see a point out of this.
Yeah. Susan, what do you make of it?
You know, it must be so frustrating to the Trump White House that on this trip where he's doing some really very big things to shake up foreign policy in the region, that it is shadowed by the controversy over this $400 million plane. You know, you showed some Democrats criticizing Trump on this point. They criticize Trump quite regularly. What's been remarkable is that we've heard Republicans here in the last day or two saying they think it is a bad look, it is a distraction. They say it gives an opening to attack President Trump. It's clear that President Trump really wants to accept this plane. I'm not sure at the end of the day that's going to be possible.
Yeah, you know, people here say, listen, the Qataris spent billions of dollars on LOD airbase to set it up for the U.S. to have CENTCOM here. Nobody made a big deal out of that. That's how they talk about it. We'll see how this goes. I want to play one more soundbite from the Prime Minister, Britt, and this is about Iran. I asked him about Iran.
Do you think Iran is going to be at the table and will make a dismantling nuclear program deal?
All of us, we agree that we want a nuclear-free region, and we cannot afford a nuclear race in that region. But we need this to be resolved diplomatically. Iran has its right to have a civilian nuclear power, while not also representing any challenge or any threat for anyone.
And Britt, crossing the wires right now, top Iranian official says Tehran would forego highly enriched uranium in nuclear deal with Trump. We'll see if that holds.
Well, that would be great if it were true, but the question is, could it be verified? Would we know that they were not enriching uranium? And why in the world do they need uranium anyway for a nuclear power plant when they're drowning in oil?
Yeah.
So I think we've got a lot more to find out here on this deal and whether the president would be willing to use force.
We'll follow it up. Thank you, panel.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Steen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Steen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Steen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
This accord will enable us to continue to stand by the Palestinian people and realize their hopes for an independent state within a stable and prosperous region. This accord builds upon previous peace agreements signed by Arab nations with the State of Israel. The aim of all these treaties is to work towards stability and sustainable development.
So those historic remarks at the Abraham Accord signing ceremony at the White House, September 2020. The man speaking is our next guest. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister. Your Highness, it's great to see you again. Welcome back to Special Report.
Brett, it's always great to be with you, and I know your show is watched widely by millions. Congratulations.
Thank you. A big day here today with the President's visit. What does it mean for this country, for the region, and where you see things?
It's definitely a historical day for us, for our relationship. The President, President Trump, and America has been so great to the UAE in supporting this relationship, taking it even further ahead. We are a very welcoming nation like yours. People are free to do whatever they like and practice religion the way they see appropriate. Churches, mosques, synagogues, Hindu temples, you name it. And I really believe that our values are quite similar. I mean, we both take family as a core part of our relationship. When we look at the rest of the world, unfortunately, some don't agree with us, but most do.
This is a big financial trip for investment in the U.S. and investment in the Middle East. You did deals today, and you've pledged more than $1.4 trillion over the next 10 years. The President touts that very proudly. What does that mean, do you think, for that interaction between the U.S. bilaterally in the future?
It works because your nation has been so open for business, and we've learned from you. We've been investing in the United States for decades, but now we're taking it one step further, not only in terms of size, but in terms of trust, and we're grateful for President Trump for that.
There is a lot of turmoil in the region, and one of the big questions is Iran and what will happen. Here's what the President said about that.
It's not like I have to give you 30 pages worth of details. There's only one sentence. They can't have a nuclear weapon. There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before. And I hope we're not going to have to do this. I don't want to do the second step.
Where do you think this is going? Do you think Iran's going to make a deal that dismantles its nuclear program?
Brett, I believe in good models. I look at the UAE and see that the UAE have made a nuclear deal with the United States. It's called the gold standard. I really wish that people in the region and beyond look at how this deal has been such a benefit for both our nations.
Which gives you civilian nuclear power. You have like four power plants.
Right.
You're cooking on all cylinders when it comes to that.
And by the way, it was built on time, on budget. Believe it or not, for a nuclear reactor, it's not very much likely to happen.
So do you think there's a model there for Iran, you all, Saudi Arabia, that somehow gets to this heart of this issue of dismantling its nuclear program on the weapons side?
Right. It's about trust and transparency. And if we can overcome these two elements, we can do great things together.
They've been bad actors on a number of fronts, though. The proxies, the Houthis, the Hamas. So there's got to be other red lines, right?
I believe that a country should respect international law. I really hope that Iran looks at the approach of President Trump in such an opening of the United States towards the Iranian people, which could be very much beneficial for the Iranians, but it's for the Iranian people to make.
All right, Gaza, Hamas, it's still going on. There's still hostages that haven't been released. How do you see that, and how do you see it ending? We started with the Abraham Accords and the historic relationship that you now have with Israel and as well as Bahrain. Is that going to happen in this environment with anybody else?
Let me answer the question in a different way. The UAE has provided over 42% of all international aid into Gaza in the last almost 2 years now, during this war. If it wasn't for the Abraham Accords between the UAE and Israel, with the great role that was played by and initiated by President Trump, I don't think we would be as capable in delivering that much aid into Gaza.
But who should secure Gaza when Israel has finished its military operation? I mean, does Israel need to leave immediately? Do you all play a role? How does it, like, paint the picture how we get to the next step?
First, getting the hostages out. We need calm in Gaza. And we need an authority that's not Hamas that controls Gaza. If we can provide assistance, ideas, we're always here to do so.
You met with the Palestinian Authority recently.
Mm-hmm.
Are they open?
I think they are very much fed up with the current situation, and you can hear it from them. They want an end to this war. Now, will they have a role or not? That depends on how the United States, Israel, and the rest would help or avoid doing so at the moment. But eventually, it's only for the Palestinians to run the place.
Syria. It seems like they're trying to come back into the fold, if you will. The president's saying he's lifting sanctions. Should President Trump trust Syrian President al-Shara?
Well, I think it's too early to use that word.
Trust.
Trust. I think he and his government have been saying the right things. It's clear that they don't have the capacity at the moment in fulfilling their messages. I really hope that lifting these sanctions would provide them with these capacities, but we have to verify. I mean, this is what President Reagan once said, trust but verify.
You're plugged in to a lot of these things around the region, but rebuilding is going to be a big part of it. When Gaza's over, when Syria's finished, is the UAE going to be a big part of rebuilding?
Brett, I think the region is moving away from just giving away easy money. It depends on the conditions of these rebuilding. Is there the right combination of countries who are party to it? So it's not about an individual country or a small number of countries who are just going to come and throw in money.
Last thing, look into the crystal ball, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, UAE and the Middle East. What do you see?
I see a lot of hope. Brett, this is a country which is just over 50 years old since its federation. Just 15 years before that, so 65 years ago, we had our first hospital, believe it or not, built by an American missionary. And I'm delighted to see that last year we had over 1 million Americans coming and visiting the UAE. Tells you a lot about how safe, how prosperous, and how exciting this part of the world is.
So you see good things?
I see good things. I mean, I wouldn't be in this job if I was not optimistic.
Yeah. Your Highness, we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill?
When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.